everybody. Welcome to an all-new episode of Bad Advice. I am your host, Drew Marks. If you are new to the show, I want to thank you for tuning in. If you're one of our regular listeners, thank you for your continued support. I want to thank our sponsor this week. It's adamandeve.com. Make sure to pick up some fun sex toys and things to make your life a lot more fun with your partner. You can get this kind of stuff. And here's the thing. If you, at checkout, use the word Skid Row, you will get all sorts of bonus things. You'll get 3 XXX DVDs, an extra special gift, free shipping, and pictures of all of us, which is nice, because who wouldn't want a picture of my friend Zach Foster right next to you while you're using your brand new vibrator?
I would.
Yes, of course. Now, I want to thank all my guests. We have with us today, Sal Rodriguez, host of... Go ahead, Sal.
Co-host of Registered Ear Offenders, which airs right here on Skid Row Studios, also on Extreme Talk XM 165, right now at 2 o'clock Pacific time. And I would like to thank whatever Latino did not show up today so I could take their place.
Nice.
Well, you know, Latinos are hard to find in L.A.
Yeah.
Okay. That dulcet voice over there belongs to Ken August, host of the weekly wrap-up, which will be following immediately after Bad Advice. So make sure you stay tuned. It's right after Bad Advice every Saturday. That would be from 3 to 4.
And on Extreme XM every Sunday night at 10 o'clock Eastern.
That's right. You know, Bad Advice is also on Extreme. But Skid Row Studios is absolutely invading XM 165 Extreme Talk.
Like herpes.
Very similar. Similar, yes.
A little more fun, I'd like to think. Only a little. But
I wouldn't know.
Bad Advice is... Well, you've been on Extreme XM. Are you saying you don't know herpes?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well,
he's more of the giver than the Getty guy.
Yeah, he's a carrier. He's not a...
Well, no, I just wanted to let everyone know you can hear Bad Advice on Extreme XM 165. And we are on, what, every Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're in California, 7. That other person, Vic Cohen, host of It's a Fair Question, Wednesday night at 10.
Yes, Wednesday night at 10 p.m.
Sweet.
Yes. He's very serious. Have you noticed how serious he is?
As I said, we also have my friend Zach Foster, very funny man.
Hello.
Great chicken. Foster Farms chicken is my favorite.
Anything with Foster, it does belong to me, and I created it. That's true.
I like it. All right. Marie Del Prezzi.
Hello. I will have a new show, too, coming up on this...
That's good, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Ah, it's called You Don't Own Me. And I think we're going to start March 31st. So there you go.
We think. She not only does she not know her, she doesn't know when.
I don't know where I am, to be honest with you.
With your husband, right? You're hosting with your husband?
Yeah, my husband.
I ain't trying to hear that.
Yeah.
No, we get to actually see him. I hear a lot about him, but I don't believe he really exists.
No, he does exist. Because here's the thing.
He exists.
It's going to be a hand puppet.
I got a letter from him. He sent me our first story. Now, if you haven't heard Bad Advice before, what we do here is you can submit questions on any subject at all. You can usually call us live right now. We're not on live today because of some technical issues. But usually you can call us here. But you can submit your questions on the Facebook page for Bad Advice. You can also make sure you like us on Facebook, and you can subscribe for free at the iTunes store. So make sure you send in your questions. As I say, if you're unfamiliar with Bad Advice, we will answer questions on any subject at all, and we will give you just what it sounds like, some bad advice.
Can we start the show off by saying happy birthday to Vic?
I know, I was going to say.
Oh, that's right.
I figured if I don't acknowledge it soon, he's going to keep sucking off that knife and just freaking me out.
Vic brought his own birthday cake, says happy birthday to me.
I like it. That's right. It's a delicious cake. We're having...
This came from you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We weren't getting him shit.
I brought chocolates.
I knew I couldn't count on you guys.
And by the way, Marie said she brought chocolates because she failed to bring in the chicken parm that she promised us.
Yeah.
We all showed up with knives and forks and nothing.
I didn't eat before the show, and I'm like, that's it. She's blowing us off.
That's right. Last week, Marie promised that she would prove that she actually is a good cook, and she's completely failed us.
I
wasn't very confident, so I brought ketchup.
Oh, man. You'll have to listen to last week's show, which you can get at the iTunes store. All right, listen, Vic, we're going to get started here, but happy birthday, Vic.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Vic.
I can't think of 5 other people I'd want. Well, yeah, I can. Never mind.
Pretty much any 5. Any 5 will do. All right, but Marie's husband sent us this story.
Because he's brilliant.
It's great. It says, man stabbed after refusing to change positions during a threesome.
Yeah.
Says, apparently a menage a trois took a wrong turn for Ashley Hunter, age 33, and Orlando DeWitt, 37, in Fargo, North Dakota last week. According to records, Hunter allegedly pulled a butcher knife from the couch and stabbed DeWitt in the arm after DeWitt refused to switch positions and let Hunter have sex with the female participant. Says DeWitt and Hunter were partying with several female acquaintances Friday night at a bar when they went to Hunter's home to continue the party with a woman named Letitia. Once there, DeWitt had sex with a woman while she performed oral sex on Hunter. Hunter then asked to switch places with Orlando, and that's when things went wrong. Orlando told him no, and then Hunter became upset. An argument followed with DeWitt allegedly calling Hunter a fucking retard.
Yeah, so politically incorrect as well. It's not very nice.
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, I just feel like maybe, you know, who was it that wanted to get in there?
Okay.
Hunter?
No, Hunter was the one who stabbed. And you don't mess with somebody named Hunter. That's their fucking name is Hunter.
Yes. Hunter pulled the butcher knife, but apparently, Obviously. Okay, if we get this right, because we want to have the positions right, it says...
is there a picture?
No, I wish.
No, but they are black. I looked it up.
Well,
what has that got to do with anything, Marie?
I know. Super important details.
I've seen Do the Right Thing. Italians are racist against blacks.
Wait a minute. So what do you say, Marie? The fact that they're black, does that have something to do with the fact of the stabbing or the threesome? Because here's the thing. If it's the threesome, then I want to be black.
Usually in their genetic makeup to want to do something like that.
I think it has. Their genetic makeup. And they also have big thighs, like Jimmy the Greek said, right?
They're more conservative. I think they're more conservative black men.
I know. Because I can't believe I'm upset already.
I don't think it's racist. I don't think it's what you're saying. I think it's everything after the word they, Maria, fucking you up.
Those people.
That's not what she's saying. I just can't imagine a black man wanting to double dip. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's what
Maria is saying
is pissed about.
I'm not categorizing people, but here's how all black people feel. That's what Maria is saying.
That's what I'm happy about is that Maria is the only female on this little group here so that there's no way I can be mistaken.
But to paint the picture clearly, what happened here was...
We know.
Yeah, do we need a picture? You got to throw
No, I'm saying who was having who.
Hunter was having sex with her, and the other guy was DeWitt was doing getting oral sex from her, right?
Bottom line is...
Yeah, the couple was having sex.
Marie doesn't know anything about a threesome with black people. You don't know anything about that. I will say this. There's no way
because the woman the woman, Letitia, was going down on Hunter. Okay?
Hang on, let me get my pants off.
And he was having Hunter, and DeWitt, who was the guy, was having sex with the one
that... Yeah, who gives a shit about the position? Somebody stabbed somebody else in a threesome. At no point in time...
I want to focus on the happy part of the story.
It's because it's just not like them to have threesomes. Wow, black men.
Really, you're not. She won't back down.
If you're going to talk about unusual race things, it's black men in North Dakota.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a good point.
That is the point.
Here's something though that I think is true, and Marie would probably her stereotypical self would agree with this. black men are known for very large organs. So if a woman is with a black man, that's kind of like having a threesome already. Right? I mean, he's got enough for two.
I think we're ignoring the obvious. At no point in time can you assume that this was not planned. There was a fucking butcher knife hidden in the couch. How are we ignoring the fact that Hunter...
Marie will tell you, all black people have butcher knives in couches. It's what they do.
They just get out of prison, these two, though.
Yeah.
The other thing is, this is why... First of all, I've never been in a threesome, and this is why. Because these kind of shenanigans can happen.
Stabbed?
Yeah.
No.
It's dangerous.
Here's the thing. I was in a threesome.
See?
Wait, was this part of the prison part of the story, or did Marie just add that in because they're black?
No, it's true.
She probably added that in.
She just assumed. Yeah.
My husband found the story, so I read it beforehand.
Because
if they were
Jewish, they would have bought the woman. You know.
So you had time for this news article to marinate in your brain,
really,
and then still say.
I really didn't think about it. I know. I still say the awful things I said. Well, I feel like white men are more kinky. That's why I'm saying that. And so I would see
that. Oh, I wish we had a black guy here because he would be like, I'll get freaky with a bitch.
We would have had one if you would have invited one 3 weeks ago.
That's true. They would have made it on time.
Let's welcome Marie Del Preti straight from Bensonhurst.
Why am I being called a racist? Because
your comments are racist.
What? Listen to the show later.
Listen to the show later.
I don't really care.
Listen to the playback.
I can say whatever the fuck I want. I'm a woman.
That's
wow.
Right.
Listen to that.
I'm not racist. My vagina is.
I don't care. We've suffered.
She is eating chocolate cake, though, so that's that means something.
I like chocolate.
No, what I was going to say is threesomes can cause problems, because I was in a threesome, but here's the thing. The reason I was in the threesome is there were the two girls that we met in the bar, and one was really hot, and the other one not so much.
The other one was the same.
But I had to agree to the threesome so I could do the hot one. But once we were back at my house and in bed, I'm like only really having sex with the hot one. And the other one's like, "What about me?" I'm like, "I'm sorry, did you say something?"
It's
you
true. Know, it's
shut up
true.
And get back in the corner.
But because I'm not black, there was not a knife in my bed.
Well, I mean, you know, but threesomes are hard for the other person because somebody always feels neglected, you know? Like when I had one with my husband, you know, he was upset because he was locked in the closet.
You know. I've never been in a threesome, but I have seen Human Centipede, so that's pretty close.
That's hard.
I don't know what that means.
If you're going to do it,
have you seen the movie?
You don't want to know.
You should watch the movie.
Here's my bottom line with this whole thing. Sex is overrated.
Oh.
It is.
This is birthday Vic.
No, I'm telling you, it really is.
He's a downer.
Everybody's always bitter when they don't get something, and then they're like,
this is what I've come up with. And you know when you've always wanted to meet your hero, whoever that is, then you meet him, and it's always a little bit disappointing.
I was disappointing to you?
Yeah. Yes.
And continue to be. But
no, that is sex. It never lives up to what you think it's going
to
be.
Is
ever.
This birthday the one that just sent you over the edge where now you're too old to get laid? Is that what just happened?
No, I can get
because
laid.
A week ago, you were making love with your face with everybody.
No, I used to think sex was great, and I realized that I need something bigger. And
yes,
I don't know what
called
it
the
is.
Larger
it's
heaviness.
Called a black man. No.
I don't mean like that.
Vic just joined Landmark Forum. This is the new Vic.
Is that why you're constantly shoving things up your ass and like doing
first
weird
of all,
stuff?
I'm not constantly doing that.
What constitutes constantly, exactly?
I was 10 years old and I was experimenting. I was a kid. I was 10, 12. I don't know. I want to know what that
you were not
like.
10 years old last Thursday.
All right. Well, okay, we'll move on to the next story because this also has sex, but there's a sad part to this.
Marie's already sad.
Jennifer Dempsey, age 35, allegedly told cops that she couldn't have had sex with underage boys. She was much too ill from the chemotherapy she was undergoing to treat her cancer. Now, that would have been a great alibi for someone who actually had cancer.
Black people normally don't fake cancer.
That was Sal Rodriguez.
You guys are never leaving me alone about
it. Okay, let me finish. It says, police say that Dempsey not only posed as a 16-year-old girl on Facebook to lure two boys aged 14 and 16 into sex acts, but she also faked having cancer for the last 5 years, going so far as to shave her head and tape a fake chemotherapy port to her chest. Her family and neighbors all believed the act. They said she wore a tube all the time.
You got to give it up to her. That's kind of gangster.
That's commitment.
You know what I mean?
It says she also allegedly faked being pregnant, telling both of her victims that she was with child.
I wonder if she ever faked an orgasm.
But how
you
is
count
that?
On it.
Right, I don't think she did. I mean, and she probably had no faking left in her.
I feel like you're being a little judgmental. Everybody has hobbies. I don't know.
But how is that sexy to a guy? Like, you know, I have cancer and sex
when
with
I'm
me.
When I'm 16, I would make love to a tree stump. I wouldn't care. The person could be dying.
Would or did.
Sure. Could be their last breath.
Vic is the first guy to get rejected by a tree stump.
The tree stump's like, no.
Hey, here's the thing. There is a picture of her.
She looks like a tranny.
I was going to say, she looks pretty good.
Well, no, she looks like an attractive tranny.
Wait, let me see her.
You guys have no...
First of all, Sal, that was a fine adjustment. She looks like a tranny. I didn't think so. Oh, she's an attractive tranny.
You know, the other thing is, it's in a way, I give my hats off to the teens because they were very good about, you know, there's a lot of discrimination against the sick and the infirmed, you know. Mm-hmm. And these kids went for it.
Yeah, they deserve sex, too. Just because you're dying of a disease doesn't mean you don't deserve to get laid.
So my hat's off to the kids.
See, my advice is, Jennifer, whatever you're doing right. Because if you're 35 and you could get, you know, pose as a 16-year-old on Facebook.
A 16-year-old.
See, I go with my advice is she's trying too hard. Do you have to fake an illness in order to have a kid online fucking play with himself? All you have to do is pretend.
No, she had sex with them. They weren't playing with themselves. She had sex with them.
Okay, you know what? Let me slightly adjust my statement to the exact same thing, but with sex involved. All you have to do is have a vagina. You don't have to be like, oh, you know what? Let me shave my head in the meantime.
That's true.
Really? You guys would have sex with anything?
If I would. Yeah, I tried to fuck.
At 14 and 16?
I tried to fuck our cleaning lady.
I fucked Zach right before the show.
I would fake leprosy to bone a 16-year-old.
Also an attractive tranny.
You are a fine-looking tranny.
No, I'm just kidding.
I tried to. Yes. I tried to make love to our European, like 60-something-year-old cleaning lady when I was a teenager.
Butler.
Sven. Yes. Sven.
Okay, hold on. What? Zach had a point.
I was just going to say that was very hurtful.
I'm sorry.
And yeah.
I love you, though.
Okay, see, but that's got a sexual component all of a sudden. I'm sorry.
Because he didn't follow it with man.
What is going on?
He didn't say, I love you, man.
I guess.
What if I said I had cancer?
All right, we can hook up after this.
Well, Vic has no hair, so you can kind of pass. Oh, he's got a lot of chest hair. Oof.
That's not chest hair. That's back hair combed forward.
No, I think if there's laugh, but women love it.
If there's any advice, it's for the kids. It's like, listen, if you're going to sleep with a woman, you know, who's older, leave the bald one alone.
No, I say
with the tube in her chest.
No, my advice to the kids is good for you. Good job. And also, there are probably some porn sites you can visit about this kind of thing too, if you're really into it. I'm guessing. I've never been. You know, like
disease porn.
Yeah, I'm sure that exists. Yeah,
he's probably
again.
Right. He's
just
probably
because
right.
You can do something does not mean you should.
I don't think this needs advice because she was really a gangster. I mean, like, I don't know what to
maybe she
guide
was just
her.
A good actress. Yeah. Like, she commits. Like, who's the guy? Daniel Day-Lewis just played Lincoln.
Yeah. Yeah.
They say he becomes the character.
Yeah, he got shot in the head and everything.
Well, these kids probably shot
owned
her
it.
In the head.
He owned
but it.
It
wasn't with a gun.
Yeah. Well,
she doesn't look 16. I'm sorry.
That's why she shaved her head and said, I'm sick. Maybe that's why she had to pretend I'm sick. She's like, I went, dude, you're 35. She went, no.
But yeah. The tube takes 10 years off your life.
You know what bothers me about this? And I just realized it.
You just found something to hate about this?
This is the new Vic now again, coming back.
This is what bothers me.
An older, wiser
to
Vic.
To catch a predator was always about a guy going in to hook up with a girl. Yes. Why were there never any women?
Yeah.
That pisses me off.
Yeah, and it would have been so much more exciting to watch the cops tackle her when she walked out of the house.
Yeah,
it's just so typical.
I'd have watched for that.
But she would have been like, I was just seeing if he would do my laundry. Like, I don't, you know, because she would always do laundry, that girl. Anybody watch that?
I'm making lemonade and doing laundry.
No, iced tea. Sweet,
sweet
iced tea.
Yeah,
sweet tea.
Vic knows it too well. So do I.
He studies it to know what he can get away with.
I've memorized it. Like, people memorize feature films.
Vic is the originator of the line, oh, shit, I fell for this a third time.
One of the guys actually said to the police that he just came for the cookies.
I drove 5 hours for the cookies.
They go well with beer.
There was one guy busted 3 times in a row, and the last time he was meeting the girl at McDonald's.
On the same show?
Yeah.
He's in syndication now.
That's awesome. When you after the first two, you just doesn't catch on. But I want to remind our listeners, you're hearing us on Extreme Talk XM 165. Make sure you subscribe to Bad Advice at the iTunes store. And if you want to submit a question or usually talks to us live, that you have to listen to us on our regular time Saturdays at 2 at skidrowstudios.com. Our next story, this one, Marie, you're a mother, so you can...
Or so.
So she says, I've never seen kids.
You've given birth, apparently.
I didn't say good. Okay. But it says, a Wrightsville, Georgia dollar store clerk allegedly spanked a misbehaving boy with her belt. The only problem, it wasn't her child.
Or her belt.
It says Amelia Graciela Bell, 39, was charged with simple battery on Thursday for whipping an 8-year-old who's named Logan Ivy on the back as many as 25 times because he threw a cookie at her. It says the 8-year-old said that he was running around the store when Bell tried to stop him and began calling him a demon. Ivy responded with, oh yeah, I'll show you bad, before throwing a cookie at her. Bell then chased him behind a counter and allegedly began striking him with her belt.
Okay, now I'm pissed off. Because you know what? If you throw a cookie at somebody, that is assault, and this kid should be arrested.
Where was the actual mother? Yeah, the kid got to run around, throw a cookie.
That's what I'm saying.
And get his ass whipped, and still the mother was nowhere to be found. How do you get 25 shots in before the mother comes in?
Because you know what?
They probably
went to the store just to fucking get rid of the kid for a second, you know? And she's probably off like, I can think, you know?
Marie, based on the story, are any of these characters black?
Oh, did anybody get stabbed with a butcher knife?
How old is this kid?
Kate.
Eight.
Eight-year-old.
Who was counting the strikes?
Yeah, but kids are...
Von vipping. Two vipping.
No, I'm guessing the kid was into it, so there must have been like, one, thank you, can I have another? Two. No.
The kids are dicks, you know what I mean? Like, and I love kids, but like, they are.
Great. Do you hit your kids?
No, I don't hit my kid, but
can
like...
Can other people?
No, other people can't. I mean, obviously, like, the mother should have cracked her in the mouth, but like, she, you know.
My advice is to the person with the belt. You saved 25 of those, 14 of those should have gone at the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You hit the kid 10 times and then go, now look what I'm going to do to your fucking mother.
I would say there are two sides to every story. So we don't know.
We don't know. We have fucking news articles, Vic. That's what we're going by.
There are some details that should be explored in this story. For example, this kid had a cookie. Maybe he did something very good, got rewarded, and then this lady comes in, starts criticizing him when he's on a high. Mm-hmm. He comes down to a low and is like, you know what? I don't even want my reward cookie. Yeah. Chucks it at her and then gets beat up.
That's true.
It's a tragic childhood.
Could have been a trophy. Would have been a lot worse.
I like how much detail Zach added to that story.
You got to flesh it out.
You know what? He's probably autistic. The kid's probably autistic or has Asperger's.
Why do you have to go after those kids? I don't understand what that has to do with anything.
When I was a kid, I impersonated.
They're easy to catch.
I impersonated an autistic kid to get laid.
You should have been hit with the bell.
I don't even know what to say.
How does that work?
And now he impersonates a retarded man to get laid.
I don't think he's impersonating. Let's just say that.
How's that working?
You guys didn't pick on last week's Latino. Yes. Why do you pick on this?
Yeah, but we liked him.
He didn't understand us.
No, he did tell us he had cancer.
Growing up, my mom was really into spanking. And,
really?
I didn't want to spank her at first. No, I never spanked her.
Yeah, we used to get the shit kicked out of us.
Not hard.
We used to get beaten up, like,
really?
Trashed. Yeah. And we would destroy everything. We didn't learn anything
Who else hits their kids?
Fucking white people.
I'm so against it. No. I would never hit a kid.
We were never spanked. Here's the thing. I think, and I was not a good kid.
Did you spank? Jews spank? Do Jews spank? I don't know.
I thought you got all Mexican on me.
Sal, we're just like everyone else. Spank. We don't have horns.
Sal, are you?
We hire others to spank.
There are a lot of Jews in here today, huh?
No.
Zach, are you Jewish?
I mean, I don't know what's better to answer.
Yes. He impersonates a Jew to get laid.
No, his name is Foster. He's
we're the only, like, you know, I don't know, off-white colored people.
I will answer
I'm off-white.
This Jews, nice. Jews do spank, but they do kind of negotiate how many they're going to get. I believe they call that Jewing it down.
They get a dollar for every whack.
That is so insulting. And Sal, stop clapping.
You get a choice.
That is me clapping. Look, as a Latino, Latinos spank, period.
Fine, but
100%?
Like 90%.
Spank, punch, what's the difference?
Yeah. Slap, stab. Spank, they throw the sandal at each other.
It never ends, right? It's not just as a kid.
My mom slapped me when I was 18. She fucking slapped me when I was 18. I said, Mom, do not ever do that again, and she never did for at least a couple of years.
Well, the Jews can opt out of the spanking. They can take guilt. They can take like 3 years of guilt instead of 10 hits, I believe.
Nice.
It was a nice deal.
Can we get off the Jews for a while and just move on?
All right, well, let's move on to the next story.
Sensitive.
This one,
I'm sitting on a Jew. Hold on.
The headline of this one is, man throws semen at women in New Mexico Walmart.
Clean up in aisle six.
Cops in Farmington, New Mexico are on the hunt for a man. They said that I like this. They said he either threw or ejaculated semen onto at least two women. We think he's been doing this since at least 2010, and he may not have stopped. These are just the only women that have come forward.
Come forward. Yeah, you knew that.
This happened to me when I was younger.
Are those people?
Yeah, not in a store, but like me and
in your face in the back of a car.
No,
in a studio.
No. There was this guy, like we would always walk past this cemetery, and me and my girlfriends, and I was like 15, and this guy, and of course we were in our Catholic school uniform, so I think he waited.
Zach's pants are down again.
I would have been guilty already.
And like one day, like we're walking past, and I'm like, what is that stuff coming out that window? And he was just literally, his window was open. He was just jacking off and having it fly out the window. was just like, and we were just like, what is that? And like, we almost got close enough to get hit. And then I was like, oh my God, it's coming out of his penis. And we're like,
he didn't say penis.
We did say penis.
Did you just make up the end part of that story? Were you like, was it a water balloon?
No, it was
this guy was hanging his dick out the window?
No, it was
a pigeon.
Pretty big, I have to say.
Was he black?
No, he was white.
When you
he
were
was
small,
in,
anything looks big when you're small.
And he worked at the gas station because he had a gas station uniform on, you know, those overalls.
Uh-huh.
And
Was it 89 or 87 octane?
I don't know.
Was it unleaded?
It's definitely unleaded, but we went back a couple of times because we would take that route.
Where is he? I can't find him.
You know, teenage girls are interested in that too. They're curious. And
where?
He was there every freaking time. I don't know. He must have waited when kids got out of school to do
and
that.
And no one ever reported this. It's like, oh, look, here he is.
He kept coming back. Reported.
It's Stanley. Oh, he's so happy.
Let's go past First Street. I like Leaky on the 7th floor.
I mean, just laugh at him and point our finger at him and walk by.
In this story, though, they're not sure whether he is ejaculating or throwing. I mean,
this was at Walmart, right?
At Walmart.
I was like, oh, are those price drops? No, cum drops.
You mean like a monkey throws its feces? He was throwing his semen?
Yeah, I mean, like, but you could throw it, and I could understand getting it on someone, but just... You would be sure if someone was ejaculating onto you. I mean, you got to get kind of close.
Maybe he was an artist. Hold you know on. What I mean? And it's a part of his.
Oh, like that? Who's that one? he throws his cum at the canvas.
Like a Jackson Pollock.
Throwing it. How chunky is your cum? Are you jerking off in a freezer? I don't understand what's going on.
Maybe
how are you throwing it?
It's cottage cum.
If it was in your hand, I'm saying fling it, throw it, whatever. Maybe. As opposed to if you were just jerking off, and it's like you got to get pretty damn close to that person. I don't know how far you're shooting, but
I'm shooting pretty far, dude. Nobody in this room is safe at all. Seriously, you should all dress like this is a Gallagher concert.
I still think there are two sides to every story in this.
I agree.
I'd love to hear his side.
Really?
Maybe free samples. Maybe he thought, like, I don't know. Do they get free samples at Walmart?
At Costco.
Okay.
Costco, they get free cum samples.
It's the White Dot special. They had the White Dot special.
Wow. These people are all disturbed.
I've never, that is something I can say, for finally, I can say I've never done.
What?
Yet. Never done that in public?
Yet, Vic.
No, I don't masturbate.
That's only because you don't shop at Walmart.
No, it's only because he doesn't think anything is public. He masturbates all the time. No,
I mean, that's very illegal.
Very illegal.
You've never done it over your balcony of your house? Like, just
no.
He can't reach over the balcony.
That's funny.
It's his birthday.
I did get pleasured once in a restaurant, under a booth with the girl's hand.
Were you fully standing or did she go under the booth?
Was she? No, he didn't say there was a girl, just the girl's hand. That's all it was.
Did you have an orgasm?
Yeah.
Ew. You see.
Wait, what did you do with it then?
Yeah,
it
went all over your pants.
I didn't do anything with it.
There's like gum stuck to the bottom of the table.
He threw it at a guy in Walmart.
I wasn't in charge of cleanup in the restaurant.
What did she wrap what did she wrap, like a napkin under you, like a baby or something?
Can I get a to-go cup?
I don't really want to get too much into detail because it bothers me.
Hey, Gus, I'm about to ruin your favorite dessert. They made their own creme brulee.
Oh. Tapioca pudding.
Thank you. You'll never have another one without thinking of me.
No, I'll still eat creme brulee, but I will be grossed out.
It was a really nice restaurant, and we had like the tablecloth of us, and there was a couple like 3 feet from us, and I was making fun of them that they were just holding hands. Like, I was really, it was weird. I was in a weird space that night. Uh-huh. Like, you know, here I am.
That night, yeah.
Yeah. Like, look at them. They barely know each other, and she's like I said, pleasuring me the whole time under the table as waitresses are coming by, bringing bread and
asking you questions and stuff.
Like, so it's entirely possible at the moment that you ejaculated, you might have been looking at a waiter.
I say more than likely.
So then when you got out of prison, did you go back to the restaurant or no?
There was no prison involved.
What?
He's not black.
No. That's the last time I ate at Subway.
Oh, all right.
What
well,
kind of tablecloth is that?
Well, he did say it was a fancy restaurant. Yeah.
Okay, as long as the candle. That's what I'm thinking. You know, I get wax. All right. Our next story. This one says,
have we helped anyone yet?
No. In the questions. Right now, we're more commenting.
Okay, all right. Because I'm here to help, Drew.
This show feels very weird today, but okay. All right.
Don't jerk off. Don't jerk off more.
Whoa.
In public.
Yeah.
No, masturbate at Target. Masturbate at Target because you have a Target. Oh.
Make better.
I was going to say, get a better job so you don't have to shop at Walmart.
I would say pick a better place, like a little more high class, like Saks Fifth Avenue.
I think it was a social statement. Like he was angry about how Walmart treats its its employees.
Or comment on overpopulation in Walmart.
He's like, here's your babies.
No, I just think he took the job as Walmart greeter one step too far.
That's a guy who loved his job.
Yes.
Welcome to Walmart.
All right, well, our next one, this is a quick story. It says, woman attacks boyfriend after catching him masturbating.
Same guy
at Walmart. Yeah, he was having a little me time in the shower. Apparently, this pissed his woman off because she kicked in the shower door, smashed a large television, and attacked her partner, and then proceeded to attack her partner's mother when the mother tried to phone police.
Marie, black or not black?
Latino.
Whoa! Today's episode of Marie, black or not black?
She's right, Ortiz.
Oh! Wow.
When are you going to start listening to me? I know everything.
He does know.
I'm not that close to listening to you.
I don't even know what the problem was there.
She didn't want her guy masturbating.
That's what I did to my husband.
Think about this. Bitch. You would have been dead years ago. Years.
I want to tell you one of the reasons I broke up with my marriage was that she got really.
She wasn't real?
No, because she would get very upset when I'd pleasure myself in bed next to her. She'd always constantly say, like, stop shaking the bed. Stop shaking the bed. I mean, you know, it's like.
And it wasn't the bed you were shaking. That was circumstantial.
No, but I was. No, like, and I would be on lockdown. I mean, I got it down where I was barely moving. And she'd be like, I can feel it. I can feel it. You know, I'd be like.
And she was always right.
That guy's
tiny. He had his fingers like pressed together. Like
that's because she's just like, well, when are you gonna have sex with me? Have sex with yourself over there, like, in the corner.
No, I'm just, inside now.
I'm like, I'm not shaking the bed. She's like, you're shaking the bed. I'm not shaking the bed.
Now you're trying to start a fire.
You got a lot of problems.
No, it was a real, because I think a guy should be able to do whatever he wants with his penis.
No, I'm not
whatever he wants.
I'm not a psychiatrist, but your marriage sucked.
Were you married?
Yeah, 3 years and 8 months. And most of that time I was trying to pleasure myself in bed.
Wow.
And
because she wouldn't have sex with you?
I got tired of it.
You should have gone to Walmart. Oh, well, a lot of people jerk off.
If you want to have sex with her and then you sit there and jack off, then you deserve to get your head cracked open.
No, but she wasn't upset about that. It was
Marie, stop talking. You're ruining this masturbation session. I'm having stop talking.
She was upset because the bed was shaking and it infuriated me.
Yeah, that could be annoying.
Because it's not her business.
It's not her business.
You need to get one of those Tempur-Pedics.
Yeah, invest in a new mattress.
Yeah, you ever see the one where like one side can jump up and down and the wine doesn't spill?
A different number. You should have attended.
They call them masturbation mattresses.
Are your mattresses?
You needed to get a larger, more comfortable bed and then throw the bitch out anyway. That's what you need to do.
For this story, though, this is another example of both sides. Like, okay, you shouldn't attack somebody. But she's letting him have a TV in the shower. Like, she's doing so much for this guy, and then he's just pounding it out.
I don't think when you throw a TV at someone in the shower that counts as having a TV in the shower.
Eventually it does.
Absolutely does.
I don't think it's a lethal weapon because, you know, she was justified, in my opinion.
It's weird.
Really? You're not allowed to...
Seriously?
Mr. Del Preti is not allowed to masturbate?
He's not allowed to do anything I don't tell him to do.
Wow.
That's how it works.
Because he don't know you.
Yeah. You
so
don't
that's
know
why
me.
When Drew.
I got news for you. He listens to this show and pleasures himself.
Drew, when he sent you. When he sent
you know why?
Because Zach's on.
Because that's right. Zach is sexy.
Yeah. Drew, the only reason he sent you that article at the beginning was because on the back of that article it says, help me.
Marie, it was about knives.
Marie, you're married.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm reminding you. Your husband, if he were to pleasure himself in bed, how do you handle that?
You mean if I'm sitting right there?
He handles it, obviously.
No, he don't handle nothing.
Really?
No, fuck that.
He's not even allowed to touch
But wait a minute. Let's say he started, and then that's, we're going to finish this line
upsetting.
Of questioning, and then we'll move on to the questions. But
who made
if he was doing this, would you be like, listen, that's my job, I'll take over?
No.
Or would, no.
No, what I would say is like, you wait until I tell you, because you got to be all revved up for me. Like, I'm not going to, like, why do I want him to burn out his engine so he's got nothing left for me? Give it all to me.
I am both turned on and I fucking hate you right now.
Marie, be honest with me. I want you to be honest today. When was the last time you and your husband had sex? When was the last time?
This morning.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I like you again.
Marie Del Preti? Yeah.
Yay,
I wonder you have that glow today and you're eating saltine crackers.
Were you on top?
Ironically, this is the only day you show up. Stop
it. We're not on your show. It's a fair question.
That's when. Listen, just be happy that for your birthday they had sex. All right.
This is for Vic.
You should have brought them a cake.
All right. I want to remind everyone you are listening to us both on SkidRowStudios.com as well as Extreme Talk XM Channel 165. Make sure you subscribe to Bad Advice at the iTunes Store and like us on Facebook. You can also, if you want to follow us on Twitter, we have a lot of funny stuff on there. It's Drew's Bad Advice. It's time for our listener questions. You can submit those on the website or through Twitter at Drew's Bad Advice. Our first one comes to us. This is from Mitch in Pompano Beach. He wrote in and said, how can I get my wife to do a striptease for me? I think it would be really hot.
I tried to do that once.
You tried to get his wife to do a striptease?
No, I tried to do a striptease. We went to Vegas and we went to a strip club and we got totally trashed because they get you trashed at those places. And then
so it was like amateur night?
And it was amateur night too. And some chick like was so embarrassing. She couldn't get her jeans off and they were so tight. And she looked pathetic. But anyway, so we got back to the hotel and I was so hammy. And I was like, those women, they don't know how to take their clothes. I can do it. And then literally like I'm taking my clothes off and I slide against the wall and I fall asleep with my shirt wrapped around my head. I passed out.
That's no striptease. That's just you fucking passing out drunk.
Right. I'm like, look at me.
Yeah, slowly falling is not really a striptease. First of all, this guy, what's his name? Mitch? I don't want to take your gig here, but Mitch, first of all, he can just marry a stripper. That's the first thing you can do. It's not a bad idea. Yeah. And what was that?
But he's already married. He thinks he would like to see his wife do a striptease. How can he get her to do it?
The movie Taken. I think a little bit of heroin and maybe put your wife up for auction. I'm pretty sure that is, maybe that movie wasn't true.
Or he should get her strip classes. There's classes all the time on how to strip.
Well, that's a good, here's the thing. On a show, Bad Advice, thank you. That's a good idea.
It's a good advice. Yeah. It's not a bad
advice. Here's what you do, Mitch. You just wave a single dollar bill in her face.
Yes, and give her a line of cocaine.
Hey. Yeah, exactly. It's like, hey, you need this to get crack for your illegitimate child? Try that.
Or you could set her on fire and then she'll want to rip the clothes off or put itching powder if you don't want to curl.
That's a slow, sexy dance.
It's time to play Marie's stereotype this person.
And right. That's like, oh, look at the stripper with the club foot. That's sexy.
You go to adamandeve.com.
Oh, and use the checkout word Skid Row and you get her some of that sexy lingerie.
You can order a pole
on there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's a Polish person.
An Austrian, a Pole, Ukrainian, whatever you want. You
know. First of all, what's this guy's name?
Mitch.
Mitch, you need to be doing
in unison.
You need to dump her or just go to strip clubs. Fuck her if she doesn't want to do it.
Or
it's
I
more
have
exciting
an idea.
To see strangers.
Maybe Mitch asks her to.
Stupid Zach. Nobody wants to talk to their wife.
I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
This may actually work. I hate to say it, but you put up like 70 stripper poles between the front door and the end of the room, and then just play music and watch her have to weave around.
Pour some sugar on me.
Just dance, bitch. Every time she cuts through the room, it's nice.
And then just masturbate in bed like Vic.
I think that he should take her to a strip club and like have her sit there and go, wow, she's really good. You couldn't do that. Really good.
And then she punches him in the face.
And then she passes out against the wall with her shirt halfway off.
I'm hoping that he gets punched in the face. So that's what I'm telling him to do.
All right. Well, I'm glad we helped Mitch. All right. Next one. This one, it doesn't say where he's from, but he wrote in and said, I have friends who are always inviting me over for dinner. I like them, but their house is disgusting. I don't even like using their dishes when I'm there.
Fucking gross.
Do I say anything?
Yeah.
His name's Murphy.
Call them animals and get the fuck out of there.
I've been in situations like this. It's difficult.
It's hard.
Have you ever had friends like that?
Yeah, last time I was at your house.
Stop it. You know that's not true. Everyone who knows me knows I'm a neat freak.
I have a buddy who's got a couple of dogs. They're sweethearts, but there is fucking dog hair. Like, if I stayed there.
Well, that could be my house.
I stayed there one time, and I took a shower, and by the time I walked from the shower to my room, I looked like I was wearing fucking Ugg boots. I was just, like, everything. Disgusting. Every time they make a meal, and you're like, oh, this meal's reached puberty. Oh, no, that's dog hair. It's the grossest fucking thing. So, yeah, you're going to have to end the friendship. I don't want to overstate it, but you end the friendship.
Oh, don't go over to their house. I mean, I can't. It makes me physically ill to be in an environment where there's food and it's disgusting.
Since this show is called Bad Advice, what's the guy's name?
Murphy.
Murphy, you should shit yourself before you come in the house and become such a revolting guest that you're never invited back.
Or take the poop with you, put it beside you so that the meal looks better compared to the poop.
Nice. There you go. Travel bag of shit. That's nice.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Oh, there we go.
A knife in the couch.
Drew, you hate the idea of a travel bag of shit.
I hate anything poop related when it comes to a joke. Yes.
Awesome.
We know this about me. I do not like poop
you don't
jokes.
Like poopy?
I do
awesome.
Not like fart jokes.
Do you do poopy?
If I made a joke about a Jewish
What is wrong
shit?
With you, Marie?
That is awesome. That was
the Dr. Pepper. Wait, lean this way again, Marie. Lean this way again.
No.
Come on.
What you're doing.
I'm not doing anything.
No. Put your head in my lap. No. It's nothing. I think
it's Vic's birthday. Come on.
Yeah, give him a dance.
Next question.
Give Vic a dance for his birthday. Yeah,
okay. We do not have that kind of time. All right. Listen, next question. Daniela wrote and said, I've been dating this new guy for just over 2 weeks. My sister is getting married next week, and I want to know if it's too soon to bring him to the wedding and meet the family.
Yeah.
What?
She's just been dating this guy for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Is he black?
You know, most people get stupid when they get when they don't get laid. You got laid and you lost your mind.
He fucked her brains out.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. We gotta put Marie in a no sex.
I'm like the fucking target today.
You were this morning.
Well, because usually you're like really you're smart and beautiful. Today you're like a retarded racist.
That's redundant.
Just say yes or no. Yes or no, Marie, because I am curious.
Don't ask me another question because he'll beat the shit out of you.
No,
nice.
Please.
Love everything about that.
Yes or no. Yes or no. Because we're like family here.
Yeah, right.
Is there a sperm in you right now?
No,
that's a fair question. That's a fair
this
question.
Is not your
I have
show.
I have a feeling that there's probably more sperm in you.
Ah,
valid thank
point.
You.
That's disgusting, and we're not going
is
there.
Is that a yes?
No.
I don't know whether to continue masturbating or not.
No, I never again.
That was
all
a
right?
fair question.
Marie, Marie drips down the aisle at Walmart. She just,
yeah, she's the one throwing it. Okay,
what
listen.
Do?
Stop it. Back to Daniela. She
yes,
said
please.
She's been dating this guy for 2 weeks, and her sister's getting married. She just wants to know if it's too soon to bring this guy to the wedding.
I mean, yeah, because you know why? Weddings are expensive, so don't bring your fucking loser to the wedding yet.
Who said he's a loser?
Hell yeah. How long do you have to date him before he's not a fucking loser anymore?
First of all, I'll handle this one. It's like, Daniela, listen, you don't invite him because especially if you want to keep going out with him, because if this guy, as soon as you go, my sister's getting married, I want to bring you to the wedding, he is immediately going, I am breaking up with this bitch.
Weddings are too much pressure.
What guy wants to go to a wedding? No guy wants to go to a wedding.
No,
I like weddings.
Is there an open
yes,
bar?
Yes, but you're like...
Because no one will marry you, so you're just like...
You're half man, half wombat female.
Marie, that is so not true. And you know, if you were single and hadn't chosen to marry this gentleman,
and
there would be a chance that you and I could have
Marie,
future.
If you like slightly offensive ugly people, you'd be fine.
If that meteor that landed in Russia was aimed directly at her house... She would not call you.
No, that's not true.
I'd go with the meteor.
No, the truth is Marie's very attracted to me.
Yeah.
Is that the truth?
It is the truth. I see it.
That's why she has to sit over here and not where Zach would be sitting.
I can feel it.
Yeah.
So I'm bearing witness.
There's a lot of heat.
There's things happening.
There's a lot of heat between us, but we're respectful. She's married, and we can't act on this.
My advice would be for Vic, and that would be learn what attracted means.
She even brought me chocolate.
I brought him chocolate for his birthday.
Nice. You brought him chocolate.
I didn't know it was his birthday.
That's because she heard chocolate kills dogs.
the woman has a crush on me. Let's just put it out there.
She brought you chocolate because there was no fucking way she was making chicken parm for you. That's why she got you
whatever
chocolate.
Happened.
I didn't tell you what was in the chocolate.
Well, our next question, this one's great. We should have gotten to this last week, but I didn't have time. So it's a couple days late, but I feel bad. Stan in Milwaukee had written, and I'm curious how this went. He said, Valentine's Day is coming. My wife asked me what I wanted to do for Valentine's. I said I wanted to, quote, bang her up the ass. She cried and ran to her mother's. Advice, please.
Oh, man.
Word choice is important.
Thank you.
That's very that's romantic the way he said it.
I know, but some women don't like romance.
It's true. Uh-huh.
Here's the problem. Women say, tell me what you're thinking. This guy does, and now he's screwed.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's not screwed.
Yeah, my advice is
she's
for
not
the women.
Screwed.
Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
If he would have fucked her in the ass before he said it, she would have had a hard time running. That would have been the thing.
It's yes, but she still would have been crying.
That is true.
She should have let him and then did poopy on him. That's what she should have done.
How do you feel about that, Drew?
Again,
I hate that.
And yet, I'm tremendously aroused.
It happened to my friend Kathleen when she was younger. Yeah,
she intentionally pooped on somebody? No,
well, I don't know, because, you know, she didn't want to do it.
How much does that cost?
I don't know.
It's fantastic.
Here's what I say to you, Jill. What's her name?
Jill.
I don't remember.
You roll, Mitch.
The names don't matter anymore.
No, I do care. Stan?
Stan in Milwaukee.
Stan, what I suggest is now the mother-in-law's in on this. She knows what's going on.
Well, she ran over there. You don't know that the daughter told her why.
I would say they talked about it. So now you might want to drop some hints with the mother-in-law. Maybe she's willing.
That's true. Well, just see if she smiles at you.
Planting some seeds, yeah.
Again, my advice is for Vic. If you don't know the fucking name, give the advice anyway. Well,
depending where you are in the world, you know, either north or south of the equator, it's not fuck you up the ass, but fuck you down the ass.
I don't get it.
Goddamn science jokes.
I just would like, you know, if a guy said that to me, I'd be like, yeah, okay, you could do that. And then afterwards, I get to ram something up your ass, too.
So you would be willing to do that with Vic?
Only, no. No. Only if...
A man. I just said a man. Not your husband.
No, you say
a man.
Did you say ram? Do you mean like a strap-on? Or you mean like you're going to jam like a Volvo up there? Like,
whatever,
what are you doing?
I want.
First of all,
if you something... agree to that,
shouldn't
then
it be equal
it.
Size?
Yeah,
equal.
No. No.
Why not?
Because I said so.
I used to date a girl. I used to date a girl that would tell me, "You can fuck me in the ass if you let me dildo you in the ass." She would tell me that. She would offer that
Did
to me.
Did you do it?
I had a girl tell me.
I couldn't
that.
Do it.
Exactly.
He jumped on it.
No, I had a girl tell me that, and my response was, "There is no way I am untying you now."
No. Let me just say this to you, ladies who say no to the back door entrance. If I were a woman, because I always say, what would I do? If I were a woman,
what would Jesus do?
Well, what would I do? I would make my back door a pleasure palace.
You do make your back door a pleasure palace.
He's got a beaded door.
Yeah. It's bedazzled.
The back of his jeans say welcome.
I would have a little welcome mat back there.
This
in a home
lights.
Sweet home. Let me tell you something. When you are a sexual partner, you do what you want to make your lover satisfied. And if that lover wants to have your behind.
You out of breath right now?
You let that lover have it.
Look, you know, there's no ownership.
It's not a big
here.
Deal. It's not a big deal.
It is a big deal.
It isn't. It's
then
just
I
a
I want to shove my water bottle up your ass. Let's see how big
try
of a deal
more
it is.
Like, try more like your pinky. I'm flattered.
Oh, you're flattered. Oh, yeah.
But I think no one's ever died from
time?
A penis
yes,
slipping
they have.
In a butt.
A guy died... from a horse doing it to him, and
well, that's
he died.
Different. But
what's the
this
difference?
Is, if this is real
well,
love,
a horse.
No, if it's love, let me tell you something. I have no sympathy for the woman.
You never have sympathy for the woman.
Look, Marie, just wipe your finger on the welcome mat before sticking it in his ass.
They have KY jelly, and if you just relax,
you
don't
no
even
idea
know it's
what
there.
You're talking about. Have you ever had a dick in your ass?
Not
no. Today. No, not today.
I like it. He's like, he had a...
see, divine.
Most people can answer that question without a pause.
Defy dick.
What is dick?
He was a very nice guy.
I like Vic. His name was not Richard.
Didn't they have to put you out during your colonoscopy that you had? Did
yeah,
they put you out?
But that's different.
Because you going, were like, man, I want
they
something
don't go
in my
four
ass.
Inches or 5 inches into your rectum. They go
all the way in.
Right.
And 4 miles.
You, women who complain about this need to relax and just take a big deep breath. And then as it's going in, you blow out. And that's it. It's not
my, you know what? I want to take you and I want to shove it up that guy's ass. The
you
whole
know
thing.
What?
The whole
if
thing.
A woman,
up
if,
his
a,
ass.
No, if a woman said to me, Vic, I will make love to you in the behind. You can have that if you I would say fine.
So I can.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay, well,
I've had stuff in my ass.
You're okay with it. Okay.
Yeah. So here's my thing. First of all, okay. For the last 20 minutes, I now know Vic's fine with things in anybody's ass. Okay. So it took 20 minutes to fucking accomplish. Vic loves the ass. My advice would be to Marie's husband: use Saturday 2 to 3 to get the fuck out of the house. That would be my advice. Escape
Run.
While you can.
Run. Yeah, know, well, I'll assume her husband's name is Forrest. Run, Forrest, run.
You know, it bothers me because a lot of women make a big deal out of it. It's not a big deal. We're grown-ups. It's not a big deal. It's just your butt.
It's
not just a butt.
I believe.
What else is it?
We will...
It does things.
It's another...
All kinds of things.
Sing, dance, what do you...
Marie, the one way I will defend him is it doesn't do that many different things.
It's not a big deal.
Unless you've got a newer model ass than any of us have, it only does limited
have you
stuff.
Ever, have
We're
going to
move
of,
on.
Can I just ask one
last thing?
Marie.
Just once 45
Have you ever
minutes.
Heard of the term around the world? going around the world?
No.
That would be the man. You pleasure the man with your mouth, you pleasure him with your female part, and you pleasure him with your behind.
It's a three-hole woman.
And that is a trip a around the world. And every man should experience that.
Or you could just go to Chinatown and, you know, downtown for some Mexican food and have the same thing.
Around my fist in his ass. That's
I don't know. You know, you need therapy.
I don't need Why not go to your therapist? That's
right. He obviously doesn't work well.
My therapist is great. That's how I can be so free with my feelings.
My God, you must have been a fucking mess.
Oh, my God, no.
This is post-therapy.
I'm fucking drooling.
All right.
The conclusion is that Vic is the most well-traveled of us.
Indeed. I've only made that trip once.
All right, well, here's one. This one comes from Jack in New York City. Jack said, every time I take my girlfriend out to dinner, I'm the one who pays. She never even says thank you. This has been going on for 6 months. I'm fed up with it. And I'm thinking about breaking up with her. The thing is, she has a killer body.
Oh, okay. That makes a difference.
That's
you're welcome. Stupid. Men are stupid.
I hate everything about this woman. I want to break up with her. But she's hot. And we're like, well, you know what, fuck it. You can do it.
But look, that's what, as guys, that's the first question we ask. It's like, no matter how much a guy is complaining about his woman, you know, it's like if your friend's going, it's like, oh, she's driving me crazy. You got a picture? What does she look like? Because that dictates how much you're willing to put up with.
See, that's why my husband puts up with me, so shut up.
Well, you need to.
That because he's been fucking tied up for the last couple of years.
What I suggest is
He's still waiting for you to pull that bat out of his ass.
I would start lowering the type of restaurants. I would start moving down to like drive-thrus, and then I would just for dinner make her a ham sandwich. And just eventually she'll get so pissed she's going to say something. And you say, I've just been waiting for a thank you.
Problem is once you go to the ham sandwich, that she'll offer to split with you. She'll be like, oh, here's $1.50. Okay, we're even. And then she waits for dinner again.
I don't like this girl at all. I mean, you should always say thank you.
I agree. And I'm the same with sex. Like, if a woman doesn't thank me afterwards, I'm offended.
That doesn't happen very often. No.
Never.
What about when a man thanks you? Is the man happy with you?
He's always grateful.
I just think women should pay for dinner too. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's too old-fashioned.
I agree.
This is what happens.
Here's the thing. I'm old-fashioned in the way that I will always pay. Okay? But if she doesn't make an effort or offer, I'm really pissed off.
That's passive aggressive.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's not. It's the same as like if I open a door, I will always open a door for a woman.
Yeah.
Or any person. Mm-hmm. But if they don't say thank you, I want to drag them back through the door and beat them.
That's true. It's true. That's a little different than like saying you're going to pay for dinner and then if she doesn't, they'll say, oh, no, I want to. And then you get pissed at her. That's a little different.
No, I will always pay for a woman's meal as long as she lets me stoop her in the rear.
So the rear of the restaurant? I guess you're not paying for a lot of women's dinners.
No, you know what I'm saying? Just you have to get the acknowledgement.
No, a woman has to do the obligatory reach for her purse at dinner. It's obligatory, and then the guy goes, oh, no.
Yeah, I got it.
See, it's a game. I don't like anybody paying for me, because then you fucking owe somebody. I hate that. I hate Owen. I don't want to owe anybody.
Who's Owen?
Owen Wilson. She hates him.
All right, well, I'm glad we were able to help.
Help anybody.
Every woman should thank. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to say thank you. Here's the thing.
Any person should thank if somebody takes you out to
dinner. What if she doesn't offer to pay, doesn't even pretend to pay, but you know she's going to blow you after the meal?
Oh, no, you absolutely take her out.
Okay.
Right. Here's the thing. That's the great equalizer. I've told that story. It's like the woman that said, you know, that to me, I just had your penis in my mouth. It's like, it doesn't matter what you do or say after that. If that's part of the equation, you're good.
She had to tell you that she just had your penis?
No, it's not like I didn't know I had been there.
By the way.
I just realized because she's, you know,
First of all,
this story.
Having a penis in someone's mouth is not a big deal. I don't even think it's like, it used to be like a big deal to me, but it's not.
Yeah, like in the 90s, it was a big deal. Now
we've already established you have an open ass policy. So the mouth, we assume that's a given.
Vic is a three-hole man.
You're moving backwards.
I just don't even care anymore about sex. I'm done.
You seem like you're over sex.
I mean, it's not a big deal.
Dicks in your mouth?
Yes, no.
This is his birthday.
Yes.
This is birthday, Vic.
Can we edit this?
Not today,
no.
Can we edit that out?
No. In fact, that's going to be the YouTube clip.
I thought you meant, like, if I had a lot of sex. Yeah, I'm ready for something bigger. And that's like, I'm frustrated because I don't know what else is more exciting than sex. And that, because I'm disillusioned.
People like heroin a lot.
Yeah. Or macrame. But you just had, look, it's your birthday. You might be slipping towards bingo.
No, I think not to be cheesy, you know, like the girl saying this, but like, I think you're ready for love. That's why.
I think you're right. Yeah. Honestly. Oh.
That's nice. I want to know what love is.
See, that is nice. I mean, no, that's a lot nicer. I would have thought.
But she's married.
I would have thought Vic was close to death at this point.
No.
These people are nicer. These people are much nicer. No. I thought you were preparing to die.
No, Marie, you're right. I think I've turned a corner.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. The sex thing is, I mean, anyone can have sex. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
So who's on the show next week replacing Vic?
I know, right?
Vic is evolving. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening.
And I'm embarrassed for you, Drew. You seem really excited about oral sex and the penis in the mouth. I mean, I'm embarrassed for you.
It's a deal
it's
breaker
not a big
for
deal.
Me.
What do you mean?
You're not 16.
I've always said that.
You were not.
I'm not 16. No.
I mean, you're a grown man. I mean, you act like a dick in the mouth is like, you know, like you won the lottery.
Yeah, he doesn't mind a dick in his mouth.
No, I've never had one in my mouth.
Here's the thing. I do have dating rules.
I know, but let's just be honest.
The first time I sleep with a woman, mm-hmm. okay? I do. She doesn't have to do that.
And that's usually the last time.
No, that's never. Yeah, right.
Oh, boy, you should see me, Vic.
No, I'm just saying the first time she doesn't have to do it. That's, you know, because it's an intimacy thing. I understand. Yeah. But the second time we sleep together, if she hasn't done it, there's not going to be a third time.
Wait, do you go down on her the first time?
If she's comfortable with it, sure.
If she's comfortable, okay.
Oh, you ask her? Oh, yeah, I should try that.
I think that girls would be okay with doing that to you because you seem very tidy.
Here's a fair question, actually. How soon after a woman has had an herpes outbreak is it fair and safe to go down on her?
This happened last week?
No.
No.
It's a fair question.
An hour. I would use Google for that answer.
I don't
answer.
Know, that Emery guy said that he had herpes and that if there's no, what did he say?
I listened to that episode as a listener. I was listening to it on my phone and it got all quiet after he said that. He's like, I have herpes. And it's like,
Vic is like, did I have his dick in my mouth?
No. I've never made love to a man.
With your mouth?
With anything.
No, with Vic, it was just sex.
It was hate fucked. The guy hated him, he just got hate fucked.
The truth is, I don't even think it's a big deal if I had.
I don't think so either.
But I don't think so either. I mean, I think we're in a new age.
I just wanted you to admit it, that's all.
We're in a new age. It's not even funny anymore for a man to make love to a man. Like, that used to be a funny thing. It's just love.
I never thought it was funny.
He does.
knock, knock, who's there? That guy fucking that guy, you know.
You know what I mean? Like,
that
somehow,
is pretty funny, actually.
The truth is, we're in a different world now, Drew.
You do enunciate well with my penis in your mouth.
You mean that men are less homophobic? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, we've become, younger people.
Have you met... Black people?
Yeah.
They don't like gays all that much, by the way.
No. I'm so uncomfortable with this runner.
That was a terrible race.
Let me tell you something.
Murray just said it for you.
Listen, no, we got to move on because we got time for one more question we got to wrap it up. This is from Kimmy. Kimmy is in Louisville and she said, hi, guys.
Hi.
Love the show. My boyfriend proposed marriage to me the other day by text message.
Uh-huh.
Marry him? I'd rather kick him in the balls. Should I give him a second chance or dump his lazy ass?
I think she should give him a second chance because you know what? He was trying to be creative.
This is what Vic was just talking about. We're progressing with this generation.
Right.
And this is just another, like, they don't care about anal, homosexuality, text messages.
Right, that's the
new
way.
Here's the thing.
Did he use any emoji?
Well, that's the thing. If he wrote, like, will you marry me and just put the letter U instead of writing out U, yes, you should dump his lazy ass. Now, don't dump him because he proposed via text, but grammar. Mm-hmm. If he was too lazy to spell out the word... Then he's not, you know.
When I suggest,
you ain't getting none, LOL. That's what you send back.
I would suggest maybe doing the wedding live via text.
And there was a couple that got married, like, I think in Japan, that got married via Skype.
Or they could have FaceTimed, yeah. There's a lot of options here.
You're the young kid. What's this FaceTime thing?
It's an iPhone.
You don't know what that is.
You buy iPhone. You just have
FaceTime. Uh-huh. You can see the other person's face from the camera on your phone if they also have a camera on their phone.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes. Welcome to Grandpa Drew's Bad Advice.
We should have John sit in on a session and put the phone up to the microphone.
Really?
Drew still has a rotary phone.
I do.
So this is all new to him.
I like to, you know, my phone is like two tin cans with string. No.
Right. Also, I think this lady, the way she sounds and her mouth is filthy, I think she should be happy anyone in any way could propose to her, shows any love to her.
That's why are you mad at her? What the hell is she doing?
I don't know. I just think she's ungrateful. There's
you
a guy
who always turn on the girl. Why?
Well, not always. I just say, and I
you're
think
a misogynist.
Hey, no, I'm not
you're
actually.
Bitter.
Could
I'm
this
not.
Have could this have been an autocorrect issue?
Yeah,
oh, maybe he was saying something completely different.
Well, you meet up with me, and it's like Mary, and then it's like, and now he's covering for autocorrect.
That's a
because
great
he
point.
Doesn't want to make her feel bad.
Either that, or he fell down a flight of stairs, and it's like, will you carry me?
No, you know what the problem is?
The problem is our culture with all these fucking assholes being all elaborate with their proposals, with the skywriting, the flash mobs.
Yeah.
It's like you can't just ask a woman to marry you anymore.
No, they set the bar.
Why do you have to call them assholes?
Because they're assholes.
All right. Well, listen, guys, we are out of time. I want to thank everybody for listening to Bad Advice. Stay tuned because the weekly wrap up with myself and Ken August, and we have two special guests, is going to be starting right after this show. Vic Cohen, Wednesday nights, 10 o'clock. It's a fair question.
And VicCohen.com.
VicCohen.com. You can see all sorts of really funny stuff with him. Zach Foster, what do you got going on?
I have some sketches on Funny or Die. Mama's Out of Bullets.
Nice. Check it out. Mama's Out of Bullets. Marie Del Prete.
Nick Mom's Night Out, and look me up on Twitter at Marie Del Prete.
Registered Ear Offenders is on Extreme Talk XM 165, Saturdays, 2 p.m. Pacific.
Make sure you listen to SkidRowStudios.com for all our shows. Get us on iTunes and Extreme Talk XM 165.
Bye.